Mercury presents I'm Sorry I Haven't a Clue, the antidote to panel games. At the piano is Matthew Scott, and your chairman is Humphrey Littleton.
Hello and welcome to I'm Sorry I Haven't a Clue. A number of people have asked me recently what I, a respectable musician, am doing chairing this program. Is it money, they ask, or can it possibly be pleasure? Well, in fact, I'm not at liberty to say why I do it, but if I could get hold of the negatives, things would be very different.
Musician.
And our comely scorer, Samantha, would be very relieved too. This week we've got a new player, so things might look up. Bill Tidy joins Barry Cryer on my left. And they play Tim Brooke Taylor and Willie Rushton on my right. Not forgetting, of course, our lovely scorer, who, since she joined us at the beginning of the series, has given an entirely new meaning to the term awarding points. Samantha. And we've got time for one more round, so we're going to play the last thing I remember this round's called. It's a variation of the game Famous Last Words. I shall be asking the teams for the last thing they remember before becoming totally incapacitated. The winner will be the one with the most marks or bruises. And we're going to start with you, Willie Rushton.
Sure. The last thing I remember, Humphrey, is casually asking Claire Rayner whatever happened to heavy petting.
Bill.
The last thing I remember is I stood outside the Cunard White Star offices in 1912 with my with my polar bear as they displayed lists of survivors from the Titanic. Is there any news of the iceberg?
Tim.
The last thing I remember is confidently saying, I don't know, these C5 seem pretty safe to me.
Barry.
Hello, Humph. The last thing I remember was telling Steve Davis an Irish joke. I'm told a queue was later removed with the aid of a local anaesthetic.
I was in High Holborn, I think it was a Thursday. I saw this huge figure lumbering towards me, and I thought, ho-ho, Elephant Man lives. And I shouted, put the bag back on your head, Jumbo. It was Robert Maxwell.
Last thing I remember hearing is, Tim Brooke Taylor, come on down.
Oh, nice girl. The last thing I can remember is I stuck my head in through the stable door on that Christmas so long ago as the star shone brightly overhead. Was saying, good evening, I'm from the One Parent Family Association.
Oh, it's a girl.
You ever had a fight outside a yurt? I can remember fighting outside a yurt in Ulaanbaatar in 1181.
As late as that.
Well, are we allowed previous existences?
You allowed anything on this show.
I remember fighting outside this yurt and saying, Mrs. Khan, your Jenkins is hitting me.
He's in a world of his own, you know.
Right, well, this is the point where I give the teams advance warning of the late arrivals whom they'll have to announce at the end of the program. And this week we'll be asking them to announce the late arrivals at the expectant mother's ball.
Oh.
Expectant mother's ball. We're going to play good news, bad news. Someone whom I'm about to nominate will start with some good news, and then the next person gives us the corresponding bad news, next person gives us more good news, and so on until I press the buzzer, which, for those of you sitting at home, you're itching to know what the buzzer sounds like. It sounds like that. Right. We'll start with you, Tim. Some good news.
Good news. They've introduced proportional representation.
Good.
That means Cyril Smith's got 15 seats.
Another 10 and he can sit down. That was good news.
Bad news on the SDP.
good news. That's not bad news. But this is, they're going to televise the Commons.
Good news over Mary Whitehouse's dead body.
Terrific news!
Yeah.
Bad news, it's replacing snooker. Good news! Even more balls for your money!
Well, let's do that again. I like that.
Good news, they've introduced proportional representation. Oh, no, not exactly.
More repeat.
Willie, start this one off, please, with some good news.
Good news, it's British film here.
Bad news, I've already seen it twice.
Good news, Richard Attenborough's making Gandhi 2.
Bad news, just when you thought it was safe to get back in the loincloth.
Good news, David Lean's making Passage to India 2.
Bad news, it's called Curry on Papadon.
Is that good news or bad news? I can't remember. All right, good news, well, shall we call it? It's, it's a remake of Rhea Vindaloo.
Bad news, Sir Alec Guinness will be singing Chapati's Over.
Good news, Clint Eastwood will be appearing as Doty Harry.
Bad news, it's called A Fistful of Dal. It's the first Tandoori Western.
Good news. After the show, why not visit Black Hole of Kolkata? Only a few minutes from this year.
Bad news, they're open.
Good news. Good news, the Pope's getting married.
Bad news, again.
Good news, Elizabeth Taylor was eliminated in the semi-finals. On the away scoring system.
After extra time.
Bad
news, he is marrying the Nolan sisters.
No. Good news, the children are being brought up sideways.
Bad news, the bride's mother wants to redecorate the Sistine Chapel. In papal puce.
Good news, oh look, there's a large puff of grey smoke.
That's his first wife gone, then.
So we're now going on to play the well-known game, Last Episode. In this round, the aim is to put the last nail in the coffin of a long-running radio or television show and close the series down in one line. Matthew Scott will play the theme music and I shall award some points. Possibly. Bill, we're going to start with you now, and I'd like you to put an abrupt end to Crossroads.
My God, they're putting a traffic island in.
Willie put an end to Miami Vice.
Come on, Tubbs. A gay junkie alligator never hurt anybody.
Barry, yours is That's Life.
Oh, my God, she's left them in the glass by the bed.
And Tim, here's one for you. Treasure Hunt with Annika Rice.
Sorry about the fog, Annika. The Eiffel Tower should be coming up any minute now. And welcome to South Africa for the first in a new series of Pop Black.
Ha ha ha!
I like the idea of one man and his dog sort of starting it. Come away, come up. Bucket of cold water, please.
Got a left wing at Coronation Street. They're putting beer in the water at the Rover's return.
Again. Points of view, if I could wrinkle my nose and do that. I agree with you totally, Mrs. Prunella Worthington of Elstree Hearts. The Board of Governors here couldn't stuff a dead yak with after 8 minutes.
Price is right. Come on down. Oh, they have.
The news. The world ended yesterday.
Now look at the weather.
Well, ending that round, as always, on a high note, we're going on to the round called Sing Along. In this round, each panelist has to sing along with a disc. Once the tune and tempo have been established, the sound of the disc will disappear and the panelist will be left on his own. After embarrassing pause, the disc comes back and the panelist scores points if he's still with it. And you'll be the judge of that. The audience is going to judge this one. We're going to start the round with you, Barry Cryan. I want you to sing along with Putting on the Ritz from the soundtrack of Young Frankenstein.
If you're blue and you don't know where to go to, why don't you go where fashion sits?
Putting on the Ritz!
Different types who wear a day coat can switch stripes or cut to a coat for perfect fits.
Put on the Ritz!
Oh!
But according to the stopwatch here, you were 0.03 of a second out. Willie, you're going to sing along now with Don't Rain on My Parade by Barbara Streisand.
Here's the tune.
Don't tell me
so
not to live, just sit and putter. Life
candy
in
the sun is a ball of butter. Don't bring around a cloud to rain on my parade. Not to fly, I simply got to. If someone takes a spill, it's me and not you. Who told you you're allowed to rain on my parade? How much I banned out. I'll beat my drum, will you? And if I banned out.
I can't give you a point there, Willie. You weren't even with it when the music was going.
I can't compete with the nostrils.
He wins by a nose, I tell you.
Bill, as you're a newcomer to the game, here's an easy one for you. I Who Have Nothing by Shirley Bassey.
I who have nothing. I
who have no one.
Tell it.
I adore you.
And
I want you so. I'm just a no one with nothing to give you but oh. I love you.
Excellent.
Ten points for ingenious cheating. Tim, here's your one. Oh. You're going to sing along with I Want to Be Like You from The Jungle Book.
Now I'm the king of the swingers, oh, the jungle VIP. I've reached the top and had to stop, and that's bothering me. I want to be a man cop, and stroll right into town, and be just like the other men. I'm tired of monkeying around. Ooh, ooby-dooby-doo, man. I want to be like you. Ooby-dooby-doo. I want to walk like you, too. I talk like you, too.
Talk like you, too.
Not since Greystoke.
Now we come to a very significant moment in today's program. Tim Brooke-Taylor and Willie Rushton are going to attempt to beat the world speed Mornington Crescent record. This stands at present at 17.2 seconds and was achieved by two Finns, Jorgen Matti and Jan Nielsen, in 1982. They also recorded a time of 18.1 seconds at altitude. Well, this speed record attempt is based on a six-move permutation and is therefore in line with other world record attempts. We also have two independent adjudicators in the audience to ensure fair play. And as an added precaution, Tim and Willie will now put on their blindfolds. Okay, you ready? Right, stand by, Tim and Willie.
Oh, I wonder where you were.
Is that your beard or are you standing on your head?
Challenge from back, wrong round. Sorry, Barry, you were going to challenge.
Can see, Tim can see around the side of that.
There's not really anything very interesting going on. I mean,
right, stand by. Tim will be starting from Cock Foster's and the time starts now.
Earl Street.
High Street, Kensington.
Lonsdale Road.
Prade Street.
How many more have we got to do?
I don't know, I'm blindfolded.
About 3:15, Willie.
Oh.
Westbourne Grove. Yeah.
Mornington Grove.
Correct.
Well, it's nice to be out
well
there.
He just scraped in inside the record. So that's, I mean, our audience here realise that that's a fairly significant moment in this, not only in the programme, but in the entire 13-year series.
Yes, indeed.
So let's have another round of applause for
Timber
Taylor and Willie Rushton.
We did it.
Of course, we'll have to ask our two adjudicators to see whether they did that correctly or whether there were any mistakes. So if I can ask the two adjudicators in the audience to give me a thumbs up or a thumbs down.
Can we have a slow action replay, perhaps? That'd be very exciting. I'm not even sure that's a thumb.
Yes, our adjudicators passed that one. So can we have a round of applause for our two adjudicators? And also another round of applause for Samantha, who's making...
Oh!
She's making an absolute dog's dinner of the score. We go on to a round called Lies, All Lies. I'm going to give a team member a subject, and he must try to lie about it for a minute. If he tells the truth, he can be challenged, and the challenger must then take over. And we're going to begin with Willie Rushton. And Willie, your subject is the gas board.
The gas board is a wonderfully efficient organization that provides cheap electricity to every home in the country. Finland. With a simple device, a tap, one can have a house full of electricity, which will run your kettle, so it'll boil in at least 27 minutes. It'll bring you brilliant television from BBC One. Thanks to Mike Grade, who is a genius as well, but that's not for me to say so at this juncture. What a splendid job he is doing. He ought to be on the gas board. He ought to be
could be a challenge from Barry Cryer.
Could be circumventing the truth about the kettle. Not you, Mike, because I'm really looking forward to working with you. But the kettle struck me as slightly...
too near
the average kettle
too near
is about 30 minutes, isn't it? I mean, it's
I'll accept that challenge.
The point.
I'll accept that, Barry. Will you continue lying about the gas board?
Oh. The
challenge from Tim Lieutenant.
Hesitation.
I should ignore that.
Yes, with the exactly. The gas board.
Challenge from Tim Lieutenant.
Hesitation again, I thought.
And a lie.
I'm trying to get through to the gas board.
There's no point. You never get through to the gas board.
I think I'll accept that.
Yeah.
Carry on, Tim, then, quickly, but more.
I think the gas board is perfectly wonderful. The fact that it is cheap, it is the least harmful, it is the most splendid way of driving an aeroplane. Or
challenge from Bill.
I don't like that look of pain on your face. I think, can I challenge him that had he taken gas, he would have looked much happier.
That unfortunately
is true.
I don't think that can be argued with. So, Bill, you've got 1.5 seconds to lie about the gas board. And you win.
Masterly.
Let's play another round of that. We're going to start this time with you, Barry, and your subject is Ronald Reagan.
Ronald Reagan, one of the leading lights of the Gas Board Amateur Dramatic Society... is one of the more impressive younger American presidents with...
Challenge from somebody, but the light didn't go on.
Impressive, I was debating.
Oh, well, no. I think impressive was in conjunction with... Don't you, audience, it was in conjunction with younger. I don't think he meant it on its own, do you?
No,
it,
no.
It's in, no, do you...
I think president had a ring of truth about it, though, which, I mean, might well be...
Yeah.
Probably president.
Yeah.
Of the Gasport Amateur Dramatic Society.
Oh, sorry.
I was getting to that.
Beg your pardon?
Well, you didn't get there quick enough. Willie, take up the lies about Ronald Reagan.
Challenge Barry for being beady, I think.
And I accept that, too.
Ronald Reagan, who has been happily married for many years to Barbara Streisand, was in the original King Kong. He was the original Sons of the River. But at the same time, he's never an actor. I just remembered that. So he couldn't have been, could he? I mean, no, I was lying.
Challenge from Barry.
He never was an actor.
No. He was a gas fitter. From Rotherham.
Oh, that Ronald Reagan. I'm sorry.
Challenge from Bill.
Which state, Rotherham?
You're not meant to ask questions. They're meant to ask questions.
I've come a long way for this.
I won't
answer
it.
That's all right. That's all right.
Will you take it up then, Bill?
No.
He's getting a sleeper back tonight. You're travelling all that way on a plank. It's not funny.
I feel as if I'm on it now.
Unless you come out of that sulk in 10 seconds, I shall award the entire game, in fact, the whole of tonight's programme, to Tim and Willie.
Oh, I'm terribly sorry. I would like to apologise to everyone. I'm not going to tell... I've got to tell plenty of lies. The gas board was a beautiful woman. One of the nicest... her marriage to Ronald Reagan was a long and happy one. They had many firms. Many blue lights flickered above their porch. And Ronald Reagan, who went black overnight, was one of those marvelous human beings upon which the whole free world depends. And I want you to vote for him now! Now! Now!
Challenge from
Tim. Marvelous human beings that the whole world depends on. Sorry to take this so literally, but I think Ronald Reagan is best known for his advertisements for McDonald's hamburgers. And that jolly clown that leaps around. And I love clowns because they're so cheerful and friendly, and I might get a free hamburger out of this, if nothing else.
You deserve one, in my view.
I think so, too. Ronald Reagan is also known as being the back part of Black Beauty when the first film was made, and...
Well, as I didn't accept Tim's challenge, Bill is the winner again for that round. And we go on to the point in the program where Samantha and I relax, and you can... You can all enjoy the team's announcements for the late arrivals at the expectant mother's ball.
Mr. and Mrs. Daynow and their daughter, Annie Daynow.
Herr Baron und Baroness Munzgon und their daughter, Nena Munzgon.
Direct from her current engagement in cabaret at the Pudding Club, Martha Kerr. You're singing old standards like a womb with a view.
Would you welcome Dennis Skinner, Dennis Canavan and Eric Heffer? You know what that means? The labour pains have started.
Mr. and Mrs. Tisntis and their daughter Betty Tisntis.
Mr. and Mrs. Leeway and their plump daughter, Inez Emma Leeway. Inez Emma Leeway.
Where's the F? Or did you leave it out?
Well, there's Mrs. Maxwell. She's obviously had a check-up.
Now,
a pregnant pause in the festivities, please, for Mrs. Marion Kind. Oh, Miss. In that case, she's obviously not the Marion Kind.
That fine old thespian, Surrogate Mother.
Oh, Sarah Gate, who's always got it in for somebody.
Mr. and Mrs. Pod again, and their... and their fecund daughter, Noreen Pod again.
On your knees, please, to welcome Julius Caesarian.
There's a mysterious figure over there. What's his name? Billy Cull. Struck a chord with the audience.
Will you welcome, please, a Scotsman with Indian overtones? And it's past midnight, we can say, morning, Seekness. Mr. and Mrs. Official Insemination.
Uncontrived.
Oh,
Yes, Robert.
In response to agonized cries of Mayday from the producer, this is where I...
Mr. and Mrs. Deuced and their son, Ian.
Very nice of you. There's Delavrie. She's been drinking polluted water. She's 3 months stagnant. It's cabaret time. Will you welcome Wham? Bam! Thank you, Bam.
Well, we've run out of time now, so we have to say goodbye from all of us here until next time. Goodbye.
Barry Cryer, Tim Brooke Taylor, Willie Rushton, and Bill Tidy were being given silly things to do by Humphrey Littleton, with Matthew Scott setting some of them to music. The program was produced by Paul Mayhew Archer.
And there's a second chance to hear that program at 6:30 on Monday.